tsunami. A tsunami is a series of waves in the sea caused by a movement on the sea floor. New Zealand is at risk from tsunami because it has a long coastline and earthquakes and volcanoes are common. What causes a tsunami? The most common cause of tsunami are earthquakes that move the sea floor. Other causes include undersea landslides, undersea volcanic eruptions, meteorite impact. Sudden changes to the sea floor raises the water level above and causes the sea to flow away from the movement, creating waves. Tsunami waves. In the open ocean, tsunami waves travel at 600 to 700 kilometers per hour. In the deep ocean, waves from a large tsunami may be as little as 60 centimeters high. They pass ships unnoticed. As they reach shallow water, they slow down to about 30 kilometers per hour and gain height. In low-lying coastal areas, waves can travel a long way inland. Before a tsunami, the seawater may recede a long way out, sometimes hundreds of meters, before returning as a tsunami. Tsunamis are not just moving lumps on top of the ocean surface, they also include hollows. Sometimes the hollow reaches the coast first. When this happens, the ocean first draws down and sucks water away from the beach. It then rushes back in with great speed and force as the lumps arrive. People who notice the receding water have as little as 5 minutes to go inland to reach higher ground. Other signs of a tsunami are a sudden rise or fall in sea level and hearing loud and unusual noises from the sea. Tsunami in New Zealand. In New Zealand, there have been about 10 tsunami higher than 5 meters since 1840. Some were caused by earthquakes that happened a long way away, but most were from seafloor earthquakes closer to New Zealand. Risk of tsunami. The risk of tsunami in the Pacific Ocean is higher than for other oceans because of the Pacific Plate boundary or Ring of Fire. This zone has lots of earthquakes because of the movement of the tectonic plates. New Zealand is therefore at risk of tsunami. Sources of tsunami. Tsunami can come from close or far off sources. If a tsunami is formed close to land, then there may be very little warning. Tsunami formed by local earthquakes can reach the nearest coast before scientists can work out the location of the earthquake and issue a warning or start tsunami sirens. A strong earthquake may be the only warning of a tsunami. If an earthquake lasts for more than a minute or is strong enough that it is difficult to stand, then you need to move quickly to higher ground. If you are at the beach and notice the sea suddenly recedes, you also need to move to higher ground. For tsunamis caused by far-off earthquakes, such as in South America, there will be warnings. Tsunamis from South America, Alaska, and Japan take more than 12 hours to reach New Zealand. Before, know if your local area could be struck by a tsunami. Talk with your family and prepare an emergency plan. Identify safe places close to your home and school, a place which is at least 1 kilometre inland or 35 metres above sea level. During, stay calm. Leave the area immediately if you are on the beach or near a river when a strong earthquake occurs. Move quickly but safely. Go at least 1 kilometre inland or 35 metres above sea level. Don't go to a river or beach to watch the waves come in if a warning has been issued. After, stay calm. Listen to and follow instructions from adults or the radio. If you can, help others who may need it.